In the High Court today, the lorry driver who's facing 39 counts of manslaughter in connection with the deaths of migrants in a refrigerated trailer has been granted an appeal against his extradition to the UK. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court today and I asked him just before we came on air about the background to the case.
Well, Eamon Harrison is wanted in the UK to face charges in connection with the deaths of 39 Vietnamese migrants. People will remember they were found dead in a refrigerated trailer last October. Now, Harrison is alleged to have delivered that trailer to the Belgian port of Zeebrugge before its onward journey to Britain, where it was collected from the port of Purfleet in Essex by Maurice Robinson. Now, he's a 25-year-old truck driver from Craigavon in County Armagh. He was arrested by the Essex police at the scene. He has since pleaded guilty in the UK to assisting illegal immigration. Now, Mr. Harrison is a dual Irish-British citizen and he was arrested in Ireland on foot of a European arrest warrant. Last December, the High Court heard that recordings found on mobile phones belonging to the migrants suggest that some of them were still alive after entering UK territorial water on the 22nd of October last year. Multiple voices could be heard on the recordings. Senior Counsel for the Minister for Justice, Ronan Kennedy, told the court at that hearing that the case alleged against Mr. Harrison couldn't be any clearer. He alleged that Mr. Harrison was integrally involved in a conspiracy to traffic illegal Vietnamese immigrants into the UK. However, Mr. Harrison's defence counsel, Siobhan Stack, said it wasn't alleged that Mr. Harrison placed the deceased into the trailer, that he knew the people were in the trailer, nor that there were 39 of them. And after that series of hearings, the High Court approved Mr. Harrison's extradition to the UK, but he sought leave to appeal that decision to a higher court, the Court of Criminal Appeal, and that application was granted in the High Court today.
So what happened then today?
Well, his counsel, Siobhan Stack, had already submitted that the case was one of exceptional public importance and that an appeal was in the public interest. But Ronan Kennedy, for the Minister, rejected this and said that the European Court of Justice had already ruled on the relevant issues. Today, Mr. Justice Donald Binchy said he was satisfied that Harrison had raised issues of law about which, quote, there was some uncertainty and that this was therefore a matter of exceptional public importance. He said the uncertainty raised was over and above the facts of this case and may arise again in the future. Now, the judge also said it was desirable that these issues be resolved in a higher court. The defence had sought the appeal on four questions of law, but the judge this morning certified the appeal on three of those grounds. He also put a stay on the extradition order pending the lodgement of the appeal to the Court of Criminal Appeal and remanded Eamon Harrison back in custody. But he informed the 23-year-old of his right under Article 40 of the Constitution that he could challenge the lawfulness of his detention in custody.
Paul Reynolds there, our crime correspondent. Lots more to come on the news at one after this quick break.